Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about some of the worst pizza offenders in the United States.
Is that possible to have a bad pizza?
Well, listen, Lee, you know, this is a very sensitive subject for you and I.
I know.
We are big proponents of pizza. We think pizza should be in every meal. It's very important to eat.
Every school lunch.
But it's the right type of pizza. It's the fresh pizza. It's not the pizza that you're buying in the supermarket. We're talking about the stuff that you get that's typically locally grown.
Yes.
Right? The stuff that you get in New York City, we're talking about that type of pizza. But the ones that are real bad for you that are out there, we're going to talk about the calorie content in some of these pizzas that are out there. If you look at the California Pizza Kitchen tostada pizza with grilled steak, this is just a half a pie. If you eat half a pie, and nobody eats half a pie when you get this thing.
So don't get steak on it.
Half a pie.
This is refrigerated one?
No, this is
at the restaurant?
This is actually at the restaurant. I'm sure they're pretty similar, too. They're pretty standard, the California pizza stuff. 840 calories for half the pizza. So the whole thing, 1640.
So this is good, right? These are the good ones?
This is the one you want to stay away from. If you're going to go the California pizza route, go with the thin crust Four Seasons pizza. That's the way to fly with that one. That's only 480 calories per half the pizza. Now, here's one. You've probably seen this one all over in the malls across the United States. You ever hear this place called Sparrow? Everybody thinks this thing is awesome. I run away from Sparrow.
Sparrow's is like fake New York pizza.
Okay, so the Sparrow stuffed pepperoni pizza, okay? You're talking about one slice of this stuff. 960 calories. We're talking about 42 grams of fat, 3,200 milligrams of sodium. So you don't want that. What you're doing is you're taking two slices and you're combining them
together.
You're
mushing it together.
You're mushing them together right. when you're getting a Sparrow slice.
So avoid stuffed pizzas.
Yeah.
A rule of thumb.
Get away from run away from that one if you see that one coming down the street. That one's not really good. Also, this is the specialty crust pizza. This is in the worst specialty crust category. This is the Pizza Hut stuffed crust meat lovers pizza. This is two slices. This is on that 14-inch thing. This is only the two slices out of that thing. 960 calories, okay? Stay away from that. If you're going to go the Pizza Hut route, go with the thin and crispy ham and the pineapple pizza. That's only, per two slices, 360 calories. See the difference?
Yes,
from 960 to 360?
You can have four more pieces.
That's a big change in just having that. And here's the main thing. You can, if you're going to a local pizza place, the ones that make them fresh for you right there, you can custom make them.
With all your favorite vegetables.
Exactly. With all your favorite vegetables. And just tell them to go a little bit lighter.
Light cheese.
Heavy vegetables.
Exactly.
And you can save a lot of calories.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.